This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 1st of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny today, with pleasant temperatures making it a great day to be outside in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze under clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran races to dig out missiles and munitions as Trump weighs re-engaging in the conflict, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also, senior security officials express concern that Hamas might emulate Hezbollah's tactics with explosive drones, according to Israel Hayom from earlier this hour. Also, this hour, May Day protest organizers demand an end to funding conflicts in Iran, Lebanon and Gaza, JNS reports earlier today. Separately, Israel and the UAE forged significant defense cooperation under the Abraham Accords, as detailed by I-24 News earlier this hour. And finally, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, aiming for broader peace talks with Iran, according to Axios from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News_EN, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted recently about the Israel-UAE defense cooperation as a key test of the Abraham Accords amid ongoing tensions with Iran. IsraelRadar.com, a conflict monitoring account, noted that Israel has provided the UAE with an advanced laser-based air defense system to counter Iranian threats, citing a Financial Times report. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that Brad Cooper, head of U.S. Central Command, briefed President Trump on possible military actions against Iran, as reported by Fox News. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's activities. Ynet reports that the Iranian regime is swiftly retrieving missiles and munitions from underground as the ceasefire holds. This follows weeks of conflict with both U.S. and Israeli forces. The implications are significant. Any re-escalation could destabilize regional security further. Turning to the developments with Hamas. Israel Hayom highlights growing concerns among security officials about the potential for Hamas to replicate Hezbollah's drone tactics. Explosive drones have caused notable damage in recent conflicts. Such a shift could challenge Israel's defense systems and increase regional tensions. Meanwhile, JNS covers May Day protests calling for an end to conflict funding. Organizers argue taxpayer money should address domestic issues instead. This reflects wider public sentiment against foreign military engagements, putting pressure on policymakers. In related news, I-24 News details a new defense partnership between Israel and the UAE. This cooperation tests the strength of the Abraham Accords in countering Iranian threats. It marks a significant development in regional military alliances, strengthening ties between the two nations. Finally, Axios covers Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move could pave the way for peace talks with Iran. However, it is politically sensitive for Prime Minister Netanyahu as it involves complex diplomatic balancing. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that a Knesset panel has advanced expanded war compensation for furloughed workers, WTMs and businesses. This includes 75% furlough pay for the first 5 days, responding to pressure from major business organizations. Separately, CTEC examines the UAE's economic model amid the ongoing conflict with Iran. Despite being asset-rich, the UAE faces liquidity challenges due to its reliance on global financial flows. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the States Basket, a project offering discounted products. The initiative, however, does not extend beyond the Green Line, highlighting regional disparities in access to these benefits. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Friday, our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.